Anyway, this is Steve Bozell, and welcome to Steve Bozell's Comedy Oasis. Yeah. All right. And I got Steve Jr. here. Steve Jr.?
Yeah, hi, buddy.
And Steve will be coordinating the... Anyway.
I'll be playing the lap track.
Don't tell them that. Steve's going to be handing out cigars. Well, anyway, I'm very happy to be here. Yeah, all right, thanks. I got a few people in the back there. Steve will be handing out, he'll be handing out the cigars, but he's too young to smoke them. Okay, so maybe you can smoke one for him if you don't mind. Take that. And in exchange, he'll get an erection for you. Boo! He's an underage boy. All right, fuck, goddammit, I'm sorry.
Goddamn, Dad, I feel so terrible about that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. Shit.
And now it's time for Steve Bozell's comedy, Oasis, with Steve Bozell, yeah. Starring the only man that can completely improvise a stand-up act night after night, Steve Bozell.
Hey, thanks a lot, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
And and this is my theme song, Tighten Up, here.
You know how it seems.
And I'd like to say also welcome here this evening to my son, Steve Jr. He's going to be Steve Jr. He'll be doing some of the behind-the-scenes technical stuff, Steve.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
Yep. And this is the only improvised, completely improvised stand-up comedy act, I think, anywhere in the world. What I mean by that is that I make the jokes up as I go. It'll be pretty obvious to you because they're going to be that bad.
Get the what I do.
Get the laugh. And listen, I'm a married man. No, don't send the SWAT team yet. I don't need no rescuing yet. Do it better. Now... I know that there's a lot going on in the country right now. Ain't all that bad, so long as you carry your own fire extinguisher with you. There's a lot of people out there. There are a lot of people very serious about what's going on in the country. Yes, that's right. They're hoping that football season gets started pretty soon. But I don't mean, like I said, I don't want to make light of the bad things that are going on. There's a lot of bad things going on, like the way the police are behaving. I went into the donut shop yesterday. They're all fresh out.
Steve Bozell, the only completely improvised comedy show in America today.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's Breg Merlea. That's not Greg. That's Breg, right?
That's correct, yes.
Breg Merlea. Boy, if that name was any tougher, it'd probably be Hillary Clinton. But, now that's a chick's name, and Breg, you're a guy, right? I mean, you're a guy with a chick's name, right?
Get the joke. You want me to hit the laugh track?
Hit the laugh track. Yeah.
That wasn't funny.
Okay, he just said it wasn't funny. That's grounds for firing. If I could afford anybody better, I would hire them, but Breg works cheap. You know, it's great to be here. I'm so happy to be in the comedy. I used to be in the construction business, and that's very, very difficult. You know, I've only got so many thumbs to mash beyond recognition with a hammer when it's too early in the morning. You're hitting the joke. And, Breg, by the way, where did you start in show business?
Oh, I'm not in show business. I'm in radio.
He's not in show business. He's in radio.
That's a pretty good joke, man.
Yeah, well, I didn't tell it. He did. And, okay, Breg, thanks a lot. Go have yourself another tranquilizer, whatever it is you're having over there. Go get, yeah. You're blowing it. And I'm very, very grateful to be a part of this wonderful Steve Bozell Comedy Oasis to try to take your mind off the problems that we have today. One of them being Steve Bozell's Comedy Oasis. No, but seriously, you know, I have a daughter. Her name's April Jr. My son is Steve Jr. My daughter's April Jr. Guess what my wife's name is? You got it, Junior. But, you know...
What's that mean?
You don't have to know what it means. And but my son's name is Steve, but it's Steve Jr. on account of my name is Steve Jr. Well, I know you're... I know you're laughing because you think that I'm joking about my name being Steve Jr., but my name is Steve Jr. I was named after my father, who was Steve Jr. And that my father was called Steve Jr. only because there was already a Steve the Third. But, you know, coming out to California in 1996 like I done, I came out with my wife. Well, I just said like I done, so I might have come out to California, but I sure didn't go to their schools.
That's terrible, Bob.
Why are you putting down Tennessee?
I'm not putting down Tennessee. Tennessee's a fantastic state if you've run out of women to marry. All that's left is your sister. Now, that's a bad joke. Don't. Never mind. Don't. Please don't. Thank you.
They appreciate you.
What's that?
They appreciate you didn't tell it.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to say to y'all. But I come out from Tennessee with my wife and my two kids. Because the law says you can't leave your kids. You got to take them wherever you go. Thank you. But so I was forced to come to California with my wife and my two kids. In point of fact, I was only forced to come to California with my two kids. My wife, I could have left. But I wouldn't do that. I love April. She's very near and dear to me. Basically, that's because she wiretaps all my phone conversations. Get the fucking... Sorry, Dad, I missed the button. Whoa. You know, I see so many smiling faces here tonight, it can't be my act. I'm going to have to ask myself, what are y'all laughing at? I know. Joe Biden just did another TV commercial. Oh, I don't want to get political because what good would that do, okay? That means I'd be talking about the issues of the day. I'd be talking about different things that you have to stay up on. And y'all look like a bunch of people who haven't got up on anything other than in the middle of the night for a drink of water. So,
I'm going to get faster.
I'm getting as fast as I can. And we certainly do appreciate you being here tonight. I guess I've said that about 19 times, haven't you? Well, that's just so I'm practicing to count to 20. That's why I didn't do that. But I hope you enjoy the food that they're serving here tonight at the Comedy Oasis. I sent out for it myself. We got some hamburgers. We got some taquitos. Well, we did have hamburgers and taquitos. I guess I ate all of that backstage before the show started. But I will tell you, there should be some more they're going to be bringing out here pretty soon. And if you're lucky, if you're real lucky, I haven't drunk up all the tequila. I am. My mouth's dry.
I'll get you a drink of water.
And so let's talk to people here. And where are you from, ma'am? Oh, New Orleans, Louisiana? Where's that? Sorry. Last I heard, Hurricane Katrina hit. You know, it might have been bad news. I guess it's still from Louisiana. You're still from Louisiana? Okay, that's good. I come from the South. I come from Knoxville, Tennessee, which used to be a hanging offense.
Sounds like you ripped off Robert De Niro in King of Comedy.
Why don't you piss? And the Pistol Pete Maravich, that's the guy I want to talk about. Anybody remember Pistol Pete? Y'all remember Pistol Pete Maravich, but that guy was a great basketball player. I was watching some NBA basketball today. Well, actually, I was dreaming about some NBA basketball today because they haven't started the season yet. Or if they had, they sure didn't tell me. I guess they're either going to start the season or they're going to put the 2019 season off onto 2020. And by the time 2020 season rolls around, it'll be 2021. One more pandemic, and the 2021 season won't happen until the 22nd century. What's wrong with that?
I'm not hitting the button on time. You gotta hit the button like this.
Put your hand on my kid. I'm sorry about that.
What a perv. You know what? F this.
No, don't go. That's my announcer. He's gonna go out for a breath of air. Some of you people would take a bath. He wouldn't need to do that. You know what I do? I get a lot of fun here. I work with Phil Henry. How many of you people have heard about Phil Henry? You heard about his show? Okay, thank you. I've worked with Phil Henry, and he's got a podcast now, and he watches the national... you like podcasts, huh? I know that couldn't be for Phil Henry. That's got to be for the podcast, right? That's what he's got to do. But he's got a podcast, and he watches... When he's doing his podcast, he watches the National Hockey League, and... He looks at the reruns and so forth on account of they're not having a season right now on account of the pandemic that's all over the place. And so he watches these reruns. And I said, man, I'll tell you, that's pretty sad. You know, you love hockey so much, you watch the reruns even. He said, I've never watched it before, so I don't know what the games are, how they're going to come out. And I said, it wasn't for the pandemic, you never would have watched hockey. He says, that's right. So he says, I guess you need disease and death to watch the National Hockey League. He said, yeah, that's about what it takes. What else have you done during the pandemic? Had sex? So, well, I'm not looking for you to... So he said, yeah, that's very funny, Steve. He always, you know, makes fun of me and everything. But I was watching a hockey game, and they're giving out the thing called a Stanley Cup. And a Stanley Cup is what you win when you win the National Hockey League. And you got to win the games and so on. You know how it's done. It's the championship of the National Hockey League. Well, I have guys wiping down the Stanley Cup. And I said, now you wipe that cup down. Why? He said, well, you want to make sure it's clean. I said, well, you're drinking out of it? He said, no. I said, are you taking a bath in it? He said, no. I said, are you washing a baby in it? He said, no. I said, do you wash yourself, your face, or anything in it? He said, no. I said, what the hell good is it then? He said, it's a commemorative cup. He said, hold it down. He said, it's a commemorative cup. In other words, they give it out to the winner, and you look at it, and then you got to give it back. He goes, yeah. I said, well, you better get your looking in. He goes, pretty much. I said, probably need good glasses to get the Stanley Cup. He goes, yeah, not to mention it. I said, so you know what you ought to do is every time you give out the Stanley Cup, you give out bifocals too. You know. That's so they can see it. Don't ask me. That's my son, Steve Jr. again, ladies and gentlemen. He's helping his pops out. You gotta love him for that, huh? Yeah, all right, Steve. Steve asks a lot of questions, you know. He asks the kind of questions that a kid asks. You know, like, yeah, he sure does. He asks a lot of questions like a kid asks, like, where do babies come from? Can I drive the car? Are you my real dad? Yeah. And thank you. Just
giving you a round of applause because they like the joke.
Oh, okay. Thanks for explaining that. My son, Steve Jr., who is my son, by the way, he has my name. Yes, he is my son. Even if he asks the question several times, are you my real dad? The answer always comes back, I hope not. But
what an asshole.
You call me an asshole. And also, Steve Jr., I mean, yeah, that's you. I'm the only guy in the world that mix up my daughter and my son. Now, that's not because she doesn't look like a girl. She looks very much like a girl. And that's not because he doesn't look like a boy. He looks very much like a boy. It's that I'm not really sure what I am, you know? But, I don't know whether I'm the mom or the dad. That's kind of self-effacing, kind of self-deprecating humor there. But, the reason why I say that is because a lot of people have heard my wife talk, and they think if you've never seen my wife, you'd swear to God she's a man. She isn't. She's all woman. She's beautiful, about 5 foot. Well, she's tall, about 5 foot nine, 5 foot ten. Honey blonde hair, beautiful eyes, beautiful lips, gorgeous body. Sounds like Lon Chaney Jr. So, anyway, watching a hockey the other night. I know I'm doing a lot of hockey jokes here, but, hockey is kind of a joke, isn't it? Not really, no. It's a great sport. Probably hockey's the only sport where they don't even really play hockey. You know, I mean, they swing their stick around a little bit. They hit that little flat thing around. But most of the time, all they're doing is beating each other's brains in out there in the ice. So I said to my son, I'll take you out to a hockey. Well, I'm doing too many hockey jokes.
Yeah, move on.
Okay. So anyway, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me, Steve Bozell, here at the Steve Bozell Comedy Oasis. And this here is our first night on stage here at the Corona Comedy Cavity. And I was going to call it the Comedy Clavern, and somebody said, you can't call it that. I said, I can call it anything I want. They said, okay, but a clavern, it's what the Ku Klux Klan used to call a chapter. I said, how does the Ku Klux Klan know what a chapter is? They can't even read. So anyway, I changed the name. It's not called the Clavern, it's called the Cavity, because I like the idea of an underground, you know, a club, kind of like with the Beatles. They were in the Cavern Club. It wasn't the Clavering Club. They were the Beatles, okay? They weren't the Grand Cleekles. You know what I'm saying about that? Yeah, I bet you do. Anyway, this is Steve Bozell's Comedy Oasis, the only stand-up comedy act that's completely improvised. All the jokes I make up right on the spot. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. In fact, I know a lot of writers don't get paid anyway. And, I'm going to leave all that professional joke, because I don't know anything about the professional life, and I'm making jokes about writing. I don't have a writer, as you can tell. Thank you. Thanks very much, folks. Nice to be with you. You're a very nice crowd of people, and I just want to stop down and say thank you very much for that. Well, summertime is here. Summertime is here, so I guess we'll be taking another vacation to Disneyland. That's right. Everybody goes to Disneyland. I guess we're going to be going to Disneyland. Even if Disneyland's closed, we're going to be going to Disneyland. We'll just park there at the entrance to Disneyland and look at it. It's all closed up, you know, on account of the pandemic. Then we'll go over to Knott's Berry Farm. It'll be closed. Going over to the Six Flags Magic Mountains. It'll be closed. I get home. I can tell people went to all three of those places, didn't spend a dime. Why? Because it was closed on a kind of disease. I hate to make a joke about that. It's terrible. One of the most favorite parks in America is Disneyland. It's closed on account of disease. Whew. Well, I hope they don't keep using Goofy's recipe for that peach pie. I'm having a hard time breathing. Get me some water. And so, again, I do appreciate y'all being here. So this summer, we're going to stay home. We're not going to go out no place. We're not going to drive no place. Everything closed up. We'll be having barbecues at home. We'll be swimming in the pool at home. We'll be, you know, jumping in my wife's washing machine if we have to. It gets too hot because I just realized I haven't built a pool yet. But again, who's going to be coming there? Nobody will know, you know. I can invite people over. I can say, come on over for a swim. And they'll come on over. They'll go, oops, I forgot. I don't own a pool. And they'll say, thanks for the drink. And they'll get up to leave. And, well, that happened to me one time. I said, oops, I don't own a pool. They got up to leave. And it was raining outside. I said, see, you got wet anyway. Anyway, so I feel very fortunate I can have a stand-up comedy act and also do a construction job, have a beautiful wife and two children, and live in the great state of California where, yeah, there's a state income tax, and yeah, there's the federal tax you got to pay, and yeah, the gasoline costs a lot, and yeah, it's pretty expensive living in the state in terms of food, and yeah, sometimes it costs you a lot just to go from point A to point B on account of all that expense to your car. No, it's costing me so much money to live here, I hope someday I get to see it. So, what's been in the news? I guess we all know. That's the stupidest question in the world. What's been in the news? Everyone knows what's been in the news. It's in the news every day. The weather. Yes, sir. But the other thing that's been in the news, you know, is, of course, all of the terrible, terrible stuff with the police and the people are unhappy. And, you know, you just, every day you get out of bed, I hope today everybody can just be happy. I hope, and then I realize, well, what do I got to be happy about? Well, I'm happy to be alive. On second thought,
Steve Bozell's stand-up comedy act will be back right after this.
I'm Steve Bozell, and this is my stand-up comedy act called Steve Bozell's Comedy Oasis. I'm attempting to do the only stand-up comedy act that is completely improvised. I don't write the jokes beforehand. I do write them before peanut butter, though. You know what I'm saying? You know? But I'd love it if you would send away for a self-addressed stamped envelope. No, you don't send away for a self-addressed stamped envelope. You send away for Steve Bozell's Comedy Tips. That's right. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope, Steve Bozell's Comedy Tips, and I'll send back an empty envelope.
Steve Bozell's Comedy Oasis on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, guys. It's Phil Hendry reminding you that coming up on tomorrow, the 2nd of June, coming up on tomorrow, the 2nd of June, it sounds very awkward because I didn't know what I was going to say. I was going to say, tomorrow, June 2nd, is our next quarterfinal bar fight between Steve Bozell and Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You can't beat it, so join it, man. That's right, the quarterfinal fight. We want you to go to facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, PHANS. That's Phil Hendry, PHANS, and vote for the fighter you think will win and give us the reason. The reason why you think you'll win, and if we draw your name, you are the winner of merch of your choice.
That's right, from the Phil Hendry Show
and the merch store
at philhendryshow.com.
I'm Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and welcome to Jay Santos, keeping the streets safe, clean, and sweet.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
The Citizens Auxiliary Police was formed in 1996 by Major Elvis Newton as an adjunct, if you will, as an auxiliary of the police department. We found that the police, however well-meaning, were not really getting the job done, so we had to come along and take a peek over their shoulder and make sure they get the job done. And of course, each and every day that we're out there, we're trying to save lives. I'm Jay Santos, and I welcome you here to Jay Santos, keeping the streets safe, keeping it clean and petite and sweet. I know a lot of you have had questions, and a lot of you are concerned about the current state of the country, but let me just rest you assured of this, that as long as we are able to, we'll be out there protecting the streets, protecting you, and making sure everything is moving along in a well-oiled, well-greased, you know, smooth way. Not literally grease or oil, but it's smoothing along. We will be out there unless we are arrested by the police and told to go back to our houses, and that's something that has happened to us quite a bit. Over the last 6 months, I'd say we've spent a total of 2 weeks on the streets because we were arrested and told to go back, and also because of the coronavirus. That's the thing I want to say. The Citizens Auxiliary Police is about saving lives and about getting out there and doing battle with a bad guy. But also, when we sat down and thought about getting the coronavirus disease, some of us got a little bit, you know, I took a step back and went, whoa, you know, what's this about? You know, did I sign up for this? Well, yeah, I signed up to protect you, but did I sign up to not be able to breathe and have a guy shove something down my throat, which, I mean, it didn't feel right, didn't sound like, didn't look right, the optics was bad. And so I told all of the Citizens Auxiliary Police subcommanders and the command structure, I said, look, let's just take another peek at this, okay? We do want to take a peek over the shoulder of the police, but I think we got to take another peek at whether or not we want to be going out there every day, risking our lives, trying to save lives, when there's a possibility we get a disease where we're laying there and through no fault of our own, and I have not given my consent, they're shoving something long and, you know, down my throat. And yeah, it is a tube to help me breathe. And I understand that. But I told my subcommanders, I said, look, let's just all take some deep breaths like that. Get a lot of air, oxygenate your lungs, but then still stay home because of the fact that it's a little hairy. And it's just a little bit hairy. And I understand that a lot of you are looking to see, where's your local Citizens Auxiliary Police access? Who can you call? You can call me, Jay Santos. We'll give you the number here shortly. And I'll tell you that we're going to be over there, but don't rush it, because I could go out there and get the coronavirus. The next thing you know, I've got a fever and I'm imagining I'm having sex with my aunt. You know, they were saying that. They were saying that, that some of the hallucinogenics and the hallucinations that you get if you get the coronavirus, you're hallucinating. As a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, as the number one commander of the Citizens Auxiliary, I cannot afford to be laying on my bed and I'm fantasizing about an alien sitting on my face. I mean, I'm sorry to have to put it that way. That was a bad way to put it. But I can't do that without, I got to be able to not be able to do that. So I want to be able to not imagine ghouls crawling all over it. You know, I look down and I'm about ready to go to the bathroom and there's a ghoul on it. So I'm putting it badly, but that's really what we're up against. And you don't want a Citizens Auxiliary Police commander coming to your house and saying, so what's the problem? You say, hey, my house is on fire. And I'm saying, no, that doesn't look like your house. That looks like maybe your, you know, like your television set. You see, I don't even know. My foot's on fire. I'm not even going to know what I'm saying. So that's one of the little heads up there. But I think we're going to be back in action very, very soon. As you know, there's been a lot going on in the country. A lot of people are flipping out. A lot of people are, you know, making it unsafe. Citizens Auxiliary, we would be out there were it not for the coronavirus lockdown. What we do is we do a spread out. In the instance of what's happening in the country right now, I would simply have everyone put on their yellow rain jacket, you know, their yellow slickers, rain slickers. And we put on our individual pith helmets and take aerial shots of just a swarm of yellow slickered, pith helmeted Citizens Auxiliary Police subcommanders just moving through a crowd. And you've never seen nothing like it when the seas part and Citizens Auxiliary Police come, you know, we come in. That's called a swarm in, which is different from a spread out. It's different from a spread out or a spread, or, you know, when you're going to go. God, sometimes it's hard for me to explain to people. We do this, we do a swarm in, we do a spread out, spread it, you know, and all right, move out. So I'm going to sell, just so spread out more, let's move out, swarm in. And we also do what is a maneuver where we're able to infiltrate large crowds by just sort of huddling together, moving in as one. So you've got like eight guys and you've got 16 feet really just moving independently of the bodies that are stationary. They move in. I'll go, okay, break, you know, and then we'll see whether we can deal with it. A lot of times we can't, so we go back into the huddle and we just move right back out of the club. All right, now I want to take a phone call, and this is from a lady here in the South Bay in Redondo Beach. Her name is Karen Deauville. She's going to talk to me about some typical problem that you might have as a consumer. Hello, Karen. Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
We are so grateful to you.
No, like you a lot, Jay.
Thank you very much, sir.
I wanted to know, Jay, we're on vacation quite a bit. I travel with my husband and with my husband's brother. He's with us, and, you know, I like it a lot. I like the fact that he's with us, but we don't have a lot of privacy. You know, Jay, and so a lot of times, if my husband and I want to engage in something romantic, And I say anything to Jerry, by the way. Jerry, say hello to... Did you?
I already did say hello.
Yeah, Jerry, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Are you talking about Jerry?
Talking about Jerry. So if my husband and I want to have intimate relations, yeah, you know what I mean by that?
Of course.
All right. And Jerry is looking in the window wearing a baseball cap, an Atlanta Braves baseball cap, chewing on licorice and leaning in the window because my husband did put the screen in, and I'm sitting on top of my husband. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Say no more. I think in an instance like that, the best thing to do is to turn, look at him, and say, excuse me, and begin to close the window. So he'll only have a choice of either climbing in the window and sitting in a bedroom with you or ducking his head back in. Is he a large man?
A large man, yes.
Then it'd be more difficult for him to climb in. He'd probably just back out. So just reach over and say, excuse me, how you doing? His name's Jerry, right?
Yes, it's Jerry.
Say, excuse me, Jerry, I want to just close this window.
Oh, Jay, that is fantastic. That.
What did he say?
Don't worry. He said, well.
What did he say?
He said that, well, I'll just close the window and you'll back out of it. Instead of being the fat ass that you are, you can't crawl through it.
Well, I'll have to give that a try.
God damn it.
Well, you shouldn't have told him what I... All right, stay on the line. I got some other tips for you.
I can't. We're leaving right now. We're heading to the Grand Canyon. Or at least my husband is.
God damn, that's crass.
All right, thank you very much, Karen.
You're welcome, Jay. Thank you.
There's a typical phone call we'll get from someone. They may call me late at night to want to find out different things about what's going on and the things that are going on with the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Citizens Auxiliary Police Crime Report with Jay Santos.
All right, here's our crime report, our preliminary crime report for the South Bay of Southern California. We found a couple of punks, and one of the things about our crime report makes it very popular with people. I don't go in for a lot of fancy police talk or trying to be, you know, politically correct. I do what I got to do. I go where I got to go, and I do what I got to do in terms of the... how I do it and say it and everything like that. That's what I'm trying to say. So the Citizens Auxiliary Police, to that end, we just tell you how it is. And here is our crime report now for this past week, the week of the 25th of, or whatever the hell it was, I forget.
Citizens Auxiliary Police Crime Report, Dirty Punks.
We told a couple of dirty punks to move on. This was in an alley near the Fraber Hotel there in Huntington Beach, California. It's right on the beach near the pier there. And a couple of creep punks, dirty punks, were just hanging around, their hands shoved in their pockets and kind of looking up. You know, they had their chins and faces pointed at the ground, but they were looking up when we walked by. And that's when I, you know, said, all bets are off. What are you punks doing here? And they had no good answers. I just said, get out of here. And we told the punks to leave.
Citizens Auxiliary Police, Peep Tom.
We were called to a residence over in Redondo Beach, a Mrs. Floyd, and she looked up and saw the face of a man who looked as if he was trimming the hedges and then kind of glanced back. So was it a gardener? She thought maybe it was a gardener. I said, well, what time is it right now, ma'am? She said, 10 o'clock at night. And I said, bingo. She goes, God, Jay, thank you so much.
Citizens Auxiliary Police, Teen Peep.
We got a brand new program called Teen Peep, and this is to try to keep our young people on straight and narrow as we get into the summer months. If I see any teens that look furtive, look like a couple of, you know, they may evolve into greasy punks, and that's what you don't want to have happen. You want to keep your teens clean, and you don't want to see them in an alley looking at you like they're punks, smoking cigarettes and drinking out of paper bags. Sure enough, we were doing Teen Peep at Seal Beach, Bolsa Chica. And there were two punks that were sitting on the sand, looked to be underage, but they were drinking out of a paper bag. We went over, we did the interdiction, told them I'm Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, what's in the bag? The kid reached in and pulled out his hand and flipped me off. And I said, you know what, forget it.
And that's tonight's Citizens Auxiliary Police Crime Report.
Thanks a lot. If you see crime in action, you see a criminal who is in action and he's committing a crime, then by all means, call us, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Tell us where it is, what you saw. We'll get as much of the description information as we can. And if we can get out and do something about it, we will. We'll let you know at that time. We'll say, nope, can't do anything about it. That may have an awful lot to do with just how hairy and how heavy the situation is. If you're being attacked and someone's trying to cut your head off, say with a guillotine, that's a little hairy. You know, that's kind of a heavy thing. And I may not make it out for that little jam session. I'm sure you understand. World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry.
For Sampri Incorporated, all rights reserved.
on Podcast One. I'm Jay Santos.
I'm Steve Bozo.
Make sure you join us for tomorrow's bar fight, our quarterfinal fight between me, Jay Santos, and him, Steve Bozell.
Yep, that's right. And be sure to get over to Phil Henry, or get over to facebook.com/PhilHenryPHANS and vote for the guy you think's going to win the fight.
That's tomorrow. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock, there'll be a Facebook Live at Phil Henry Fans. And that'll be at 7 o'clock. That's tomorrow night, not tonight. So, you know.
Tighten it up for me now. Tighten it up, man.
You're doing a backwards dance. I don't want
to. You got to hang around for this, man. You can't even feature these moves.
Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in. Oh, yeah.